Today on This Week in Pop, movies.
Summer movies.
Specifically the ones coming out in this summer of this year.
Mm-hmm. And then TV shows.
And then TV shows.
That we don't love anymore.
No.
Aww. Heartbreak.
Like, so we love them.
And then we don't.
And then we don't anymore. And then we broke up.
Yeah, it happens.
And we had a friend come with us to go get our stuff.
And then you started apartment. Dating that friend.
Yes.
Ooh.
Ooh, scandalous.
Steamy.
Stand by for the scandals. That's This Week in Pop. Hello. Hello, everyone.
Oh.
Hello.
Welcome to This Week in Pop.
Ah.
It's fun when I do in the British accent.
I can do accents. Hello.
I can do a British accent, and I can do a German accent, but my German accent is just yelling loudly.
Ah. Oh, really? I'm actually very good at accents.
Oh, wow.
I do them very well.
Hello.
Oh, where?
Would you? Okay.
Goodbye.
Wow. So now we know what John likes.
British impersonators.
Yes. Talk to you later, John.
I am Tommy West.
Maxwell.
Maxwell.
I'm Jenna.
Jenna.
No, you have to do it the different
Hello,
way.
I'm Jenna. Ah. Lovely to see you both.
I feel like if you do it in the British accent, you have to enunciate it. Jenna. Like nah.
Jenna.
Like the ratty British, like the one that Leslie Knope does.
Oh, well, I think I will, good lady.
Hello.
Welcome
to This Week in Pop.
I know. I feel like I'm stealing, like, what's This Week Tonight?
No.
The Last Week Tonight?
No. This Week in Pop.
I know, but I'm, no.
You came up with the title.
Talking about John Oliver?
Yes, I feel like if I say hello.
No,
that's his thing.
No.
This thing's falling apart already. It is getting warmer outside. Have
Maxwell.
You people noticed?
We didn't get to do that part.
We did.
Did we?
We did.
Yeah,
you said your name. And then remember,
the drugs.
I remember her with the British thing.
This Week in Pop. I'm out of it. I'm sorry. Keep going.
It is getting warmer out. Jenna lost her sleeves.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know where they went.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to them. Somebody stole them because it's New York City.
That's true. That happens.
It's dangerous here.
Usually they're attached to the shirt.
I did see, you know, like, does everyone have the Citizen app?
No.
What
is Citizen?
That sounds very sketchy, whatever it is.
There's an app on your phone if you live in New York City where you can be alerted to crimes as they happen.
So you can go, like, watch.
So you can be paranoid.
So apparently,
I can have more anxiety.
Yeah. So either. God. So both of the things you just said, each of you said, is true. You can be super paranoid that there are so much bad things happening in your neighborhood, and unfortunately, it was originally removed from the App Store because they called it Vigilante instead of Citizen, and they felt like they were encouraging people to run and find the crimes and take pictures. No, but it popped up on the internet the other day that someone was walking in New York City with their headphones, and then someone just ran by and took their headphones off their head and ran away.
Was it posted on Citizens?
Yeah, and I saw someone, one of the BuzzFeed editors, tweeted it. He's like, "This is my biggest fear in life."
That someone will take his headphones?
Like, you're walking down the street, just going to work, whatever, and you're listening to your music, and then someone just goes rip, and then runs in the opposite direction, and before you know it,
but
they're gone.
Wouldn't the wire rope around.
Do you not have Bluetooth headphones?
No.
I don't either.
Really?
You use wires.
Well, yeah, I guess I know who makes more money than both of you.
That's true.
Anyway, as we were mentioning, it is getting warmer outside. Jenna
Maxwell!
Hello.
Do we go past that? Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, that got me.
I feel bad that I wasn't paying attention, like, from the get-go.
Yeah.
The first thing, 20 seconds, I was out of it. I'm sorry.
Maxwell movie summer. There we go. I'll just throw buzzwords at you. No, so it is getting warmer outside and movies are coming. It's the summer. It's the summer blockbuster season. We're a pop culture podcast.
We should talk about it.
We should
talk
about
it. Time of year for us.
I love it.
Excited.
So I'm going to rattle off some tunes, some moves.
We got a lot of movies coming.
Yep.
It's a full summer. Like, each weekend is locked and loaded.
You see, studios do this thing where, like, during the summer, they release.
Yeah, we know that. We already got past that.
Okay. This weekend starts things off. I mean, Avengers really started things off. But now it's officially summer. I think now we can sort of, you know, start talking about summer movies.
It's sort of funny because they used to use the bookend of Memorial Day weekend.
Yep, I remember that.
And then was it Spider-Man or X-Men or something was like, we'll do it a week before.
Yep. And then a chicken fight ensued of who can do it earlier. And now we get movies in October that are blockbusters.
I think I remember Guardians of the Galaxy was like a May 2nd like right. thing mm-hmm. a couple of years ago, and everyone's like, we can go back that far? We can be that early? And then, and I think the problem is the movies that were coming out earlier were sort of the throwaways for the studios. Like, yes. we think it'll be good, but we're not 100% confident.
Let's dump it in May.
And then they became the biggest movies of the year, and they're like, well, that's because of The Weeknd. We knew it was going to do well. That was strategic. We're going to put all the good movies there now.
Yep.
And so Avengers came out in like April, mm-hmm. And here we are. But now let's consider this the soft official of the unofficial blockbuster season.
That's
so
right. We've got a sequel, of course, because you can't start things off without a sequel. Here we are. Deadpool 2, which
can't
Jenna is still on the fence. She hates Deadpool, but her Deadpool homework sucks. Assignment, and she hasn't done it yet, is to watch the first Deadpool. Mm-hmm. You better do it.
Yes.
We'll know I will. If you don't. I will probably turn it off halfway through.
That's fine.
And throw something at the TV.
That's fine.
No, I feel like it's a movie that you're gonna like.
I feel like you're wrong.
She's so upset on this.
I hate Deadpool.
I love it.
I think the only thing I'm
just
because
I'm a nerd doesn't mean I like all. Like that's the thing. It's like I can't like every nerd thing. I gotta find something not to like.
It's fair.
I'm going with Deadpool.
That's fair. Hey. I'll give that to you.
Right. What are some other nerd things you don't like?
None.
Okay.
Just Deadpool.
Just Deadpool.
Wow.
I love all nerd. No, I'm not really big into anime.
Okay. Let's see. Do you not like Ryan Reynolds?
I don't love Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, there it is. There's your. I found it.
No, I'm not saying he's on a dreamboat. He's a dreamboat. I mean, there's no ladies here or gentlemen.
I'm halfway there.
I like about his abs.
I'm good for Ryan Reynolds.
He's on He's a handsome
sexy
man.
Dude.
But that's I don't know. It's like there's something about him that I find kind of generic. Like his brand of humor is just kind of.
You don't know what you're talking about right now.
It's like, I mean, I like Just Friends.
Ryan, I apologize.
I like Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, right. That's his best movie. He should have ended it there.
You didn't like Green Lantern?
No, that is.
What? Tommy, that never happened, Tommy.
That might be his best movie. That or Waiting's pretty good, although he's not really the star of Waiting. When he's the waiter with Justin Long.
Yeah.
John Francis Daly, one of his early things.
And D's.
And who?
D's Nuts.
D's Nuts. Freddie Guzman's in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that his name? Freddie Guzman.
No. It is Guzman, but it's not Freddie.
It's not Freddie Guzman.
I'm going to go with Freddie because I don't know.
The guy from Count of Monte Cristo.
He has a statue at Greendale University.
Luis Guzman. Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Freddie. Oh my God. Moving on.
Fred.
Following weekend after that, we've got Solo, a Star Wars story, which I am not looking forward to seeing.
You know what's funny? I got and Jenna as the resident Star Wars nerd, and tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, at this point, and I feel like they kind of know it, but, Donald Glover seems to be outshining the star by several times over.
Yeah.
What he's doing is unbelievable. That man can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
To me.
Seriously. It'd be fine.
He's a superstar.
Actor, writer, comedian.
Yes.
Singer, Childish Gambino. That video he released for This Is America
broke records.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
Can't stop watching it.
Yeah.
He's just great. And to think that he started up doing stand up comedy as a writer working for Tina Fey on 30 Rock is just.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Awesome. What's really funny too is I love him, but at the same time, he gives me the most anxiety about my life because I used to hang out at Upright Citizens Brigade Theater when I was in my late teens, early 20s. I had the opportunity to like go to the classes there like he did. And I'm like, man, if I could have just like been normal and like went to classes there and did the same stuff he did and been like
talent.
Working and working at SNL and not hanging out with you losers talking about how good
Here
or bad things
you are.
I
know.
So you could have been Childish Gambino.
I'm
is
not
what you're
saying that. I don't have his talent.
I kind of want to see him in This Is America music video.
You. Yes.
Oh my God. I would pay good money for that.
You don't want to see me with my shirt off.
I do.
It's very
I think we do.
Different.
I've seen it.
Solo.
I mean, I liked the idea of Phil Lord and Chris Miller when they were directing it, who did The Last Man on Earth. They did 21 Jump Street, but then they got axed and Ron Howard took over, and it just seems like it's going to be a generic movie. I mean, I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
It's just, it seems like it's going through the motions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is I feel like, it's like a therapy session. I feel like this movie.
Use your words.
Right.
Some people gave flack to Rogue One because it was like, it's just like sort of another movie to just to throw in there. But it was an original story.
Great.
Yeah, I loved it. And I loved the characters and I loved sort of what it did. I have It has flaws, but it was still something that I looked forward to. This, I feel like if I missed it, I wouldn't be missing anything. Like, I feel like it's
right.
I feel like this is definitely a throwaway movie. It's not something we wanted to. I'm back and forth. I was about to say it's not something we looked forward to or asked for, but at the same time, people wanted a Han Solo story, but I feel like this is not the right one.
Aren't some things better left kind of unknown?
Yes.
Can we just leave some things unknown?
But that's no prequels, that's what happens is when you spend $6 billion on Star Wars, they're going to milk it. They want to make as much money as possible. That's what Disney's going to do. And they're doing it.
It's just tough because it's like, if you are a Star Wars fan, like Han Solo is Harrison Ford. He's
not anymore.
I know. And it's like, now it's just this kid who I've read is not a good actor.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him. So I really can't say.
Alden Emmerich, I think is his name.
So I've heard he's like really not that good of an actor. Yeah. And now he's taking on this role of Han Solo.
We'll see. I don't buy
big shoes to fill.
I don't buy into the fact that he's like not a good actor. If they brought on an acting coach on set, I don't really buy that kind of thing. I thought he was very funny in the Coen Brothers movie that just came out, Hail Caesar. He had a little bit part in that with Ralph Fiennes. He had the best scene in the movie with Ralph Fiennes. So, I mean, I don't know. He has potential. I don't want it to be one of those Jai Courtney or Alex Pettyfer situations where the guy really is a shit actor, but they keep giving him movies.
Oh,
after movie after
Alex
movie.
Alex Pettyfer is a horrible actor.
But they gave him so many movies and he's coming back around as a director now.
Wait, who is that?
Magic Mike,
I Am Number 4. He was in Beastly with Vanessa Hudgens, I think. He was in these string of movies and they all sucked.
Yeah.
And he always seemed like an asshole on set. And a lot of stories came out about him being an asshole. Yeah. And eventually he got rejected by Hollywood. But the Hollywood system works as if, you know, no matter what you do, if you go away for 5 years and then come back, it's all forgiven.
Yeah.
So now he's coming back and directing a movie that's at Sundance. Jennifer Morrison, I think's in the movie. I mean, I don't know. Just it bothers me when they give these actors a certain chance.
Yes.
I haven't heard bad things about Alden Emmerich as a person.
Which is good.
Which is fine.
I'm happy about that. That's
which is fine.
Cool.
Right. Yeah. So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to see it. I know you're going to see it. I think are we all going to see it?
I mean, I think... Yeah, I guess I'll go see
I want to see Donald Glover as Lando.
But that's the one reason to go.
Like, yeah.
I feel like, and it's sort of Monday morning quarterbacking. I mean, they just made the whole movie, but I feel like they could have done a Lando movie, which would have been a stretch.
Right.
Which for them saying like, well, you're going to do a movie about a bit, like a single character from part of the Star Wars universe that was like separate. But I almost feel like that would have been a better route than like taking a main character from the story and trying to give him his own side like spinoff.
Right.
Because then you can just have him, you can have Han Solo show up in like a few scenes and be like, oh my God, it's Han Solo. And then it would be all we need. And you just have Chewie in the background.
I would get a massive boner.
Yes.
And then we could all carry on.
Boner.
All right, moving on. Yes. We're going to move into June. June 8th sees Ocean's 8 on June 8th.
Clever.
Okay, you know
I
what's
like
funny?
What they did there.
I actually like that too. It's pretty good.
Bringing it back to Mr. John Mulaney.
What about him?
He made a joke in an old special somewhere because I binged all of them. You know thy enemy. Where he was like, he can never have an Ocean's movie with all women, like an Ocean's 11 movie with all women. They'd all bicker and blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what, Mr.
It's Maloney? Happening.
It's happening. And I think what's funny about this has been my sort of every time anyone, not that people are still talking about the Ghostbusters reboot, but anytime that's come up, I'm like, see, look, I agree with this. I will actually go see Ocean's 8.
Okay.
Because I actually think it has potential. Like it looks actually.
It's also it's not a slapstick comedy like Ghostbusters was made out to be. This seems semi-serious.
It's got some really great. It's got Cate Blanchett in it.
Yeah.
I mean, she's fantastic.
Yep. Mindy Kaling, Sandra
Sarah
Bullock, Sarah Paulson's great.
Yeah.
Rihanna.
Rihanna's in it.
My only flaw with it is that it takes place in New York and not Vegas. I want to see them robbing casinos.
No, I mean, it can't always be the same.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, the plot seems odd that they're just trying to steal this one necklace. I think was
it's worth a lot of money, Maxwell.
You got it.
The plot says.
I also got mad because Anne Hathaway apparently is the person who they're trying to steal the necklace from.
Right.
But there's a lot of press photos going around where she's with the Ocean's 8 team. I've been seeing some press photos and like she's in the group.
Like as part of like cast photos or like screen grabs?
Screen grabs.
Oh, that is weird.
And it's not like, you know, these were released by the
They're rooting the plot.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's happening there. So, but either way, that's coming out June 8th, as is one of the best horror movies that's been reviewed in a long time.
I am so excited about it.
Hereditary, it's called. It premiered at Sundance, and everyone loved it.
You don't like scary movies?
I don't. I the closest I got was Get Out, and I was like, I'll watch it, but it didn't even feel like a scary movie to me.
I love them, and Hereditary, right? Did you go to Sundance?
I did. I didn't get to see it. Okay. I'm actually very upset because it's hard to see a lot of movies at Sundance. This one premiered at midnight, and when you see five movies in a day, it's actually exhausting.
Did you use your movie pass?
I did not use my movie pass.
Sundance.
But Toni Collette's in it. It's about a family whose patriarch dies and all the secrets that ensue. That's pretty much all we know about it. But people called it very unsettling.
Yeah. People keep saying
in a good way
it's the scariest movie they've ever seen.
Yeah. So we'll see how that comes out. The following weekend, June 15th, we see The Incredibles 2.
I haven't seen the first one still.
Me neither.
I know.
Sorry.
What's happening?
It's one of those movies that it gets so popular that I feel like I haven't seen it. And I don't want to sit down and watch it now because I feel like I've heard so much.
You should be watching all of the Pixar movies.
I know.
Maybe one day.
Well, I think I've seen most of them. I've now seen Cars because my son wanted to see it. And I'm like, this doesn't make sense. The whole time I'm just bickering in the background. They're not humans.
As far as Pixar movies, those Cars is so low on the totem pole.
I know.
But kids love it. Kids love Cars.
Cars is the most kid-centric Pixar movie.
Who made the world around them? They have no thumbs.
That one's not for adults. You need to both go see The Incredibles.
I will add it to the list.
Yeah.
That same weekend, Tag comes out, which is a ridiculous concept.
Okay. What's funny about is Tag.
It's Tag. It's a movie based on the concept of Tag, where these group of friends have had a game of Tag going on for 20 years.
Oh, that movie. Yeah.
I like
John Hamm, Jeremy Renner, Ed Helms, Hannibal Buress, I think.
He's in there too. Yep. Yeah.
He had me at a.
By the way.
There you go.
Hannibal Buress.
No Ryan Reynolds.
Ew.
Sorry, just girl talk, Tommy.
I know.
You wouldn't get it.
I was a big Mad Men fan. I liked it before all you did.
All right.
I like Hannibal Buress in anything.
He's fantastic on Broad Street.
He was my favorite thing in the Spider-Man Homecoming movie.
Yep.
And he just played one line.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that. There's not a lot of original comedies lately. I think the only other one I can think of that's sort of a mainstream studio movie was Blockers. Because we can't say cock blockers. I didn't see it, but I've also heard great things, but I'm also...
Really?
And that's what I'm saying is really? Was it really good?
Yeah. I know it has Ike, what's his name?
Ike Barinholtz,
who I love.
Yep. From Mad TV days.
And he was on the Mindy project.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, he's the guy that was also in the other movie that seemed similar. The one with Seth Rogen. They had the sequel too. With the kids next door.
Neighbors. I did not see that. I did not see Neighbors 2. I saw the first one.
Okay. But he was in the first one.
He was, yes.
He was the friend.
Not memorable.
Wow.
Jenna laying it down.
But the thing is, I don't like Blockers almost seemed like a spinoff to Neighbors. Like it seemed a little bit to me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But with the kid element.
But I'm looking forward to Tag because we need more original comedies.
As basic as this sounds, it's nice to have.
Yeah.
Moving on, June 22nd, a movie I'm not looking forward to at all, Jurassic World.
I'm right there with
Fallen
you.
Fallen Kingdom. Christ. I don't get the first one. It boggles my mind how much money that first one made.
I know.
Yeah.
I love Chris Pratt. I like Jurassic Park. Just this one.
Here's my
no sense.
Can I get my hypothesis on why? Think about our age demo, our group. Mm-hmm. We're old people, by the way. I don't know if anyone knows that.
old.
But we're in our 30s, late 20s.
What?
We're in our
I'm
21.
I'm going to be 32 next week.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're 30s.
But we grew up watching Jurassic Park. That was a big deal for us. It was essentially, without us realizing it, it's kind of a very scary movie that we saw as children.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we have children.
I
have children. 1/3 of the people of our demo have...
I have nephews, but they're not mine.
But I feel like people were like, oh, we got to go see this. I remember when I was a kid and I saw Jurassic Park. So I felt like people were bringing their young families to the theater to go see this and flocking there.
Mm.
And then on top of that, then you have teenagers and stuff. It was sort of that perfect, melding of nostalgia a little bit. for like our demographic of people who want to rush with their own families now to the theater to go see something that they saw as children.
Yeah, but fell flat.
Oh, no, no, no. I think the movie was crap.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, as far as why it did so well, I think a lot of it has to do with nostalgia factor and us bringing our little kids and crying babies to the theater.
Totally.
I still think the best scene of all time is when the assistant gets basically pulled in half and mauled and mutilated in the water.
Wow, you want to talk about that?
I loved
it. You want to explore that?
In the new one?
In the new one, because it came out of nowhere.
My
for
favorite
a PG 13 movie. This woman got like severely killed for
that.
A solid minute.
Yeah. Oh, I was closing my eyes. I was scared.
Yeah, like if you took your 5-year-old kid to go see this movie, not looking good. There's a sequel coming out. No brainer. It's directed by the same guy who did the first one and also did Safety Not Guaranteed, which I like that movie
like
a lot.
Too.
If you like
Duplass.
Aubrey Plaza. And Duplass is in it, yep.
Duplass brothers are doing a lot. Sorry, not that way, but they're doing a lot.
Oh, yeah.
What are they're involved in a lot of things.
Yeah, I saw them doing the press rounds.
They have a HBO show coming out, anthology show. Oh. Creep 2 came out on Netflix, which is a great...
It was so good.
Really good. If you like a really weird kind of horror movie, I highly recommend that. It's on Netflix.
Which, by the way, before you move on from Jurassic World, though, is... From everything I saw, it's pretty much the same plot as The Lost World, which was like the sequel to the original Jurassic Park, which is we got to go back.
And they go back and it all falls to shit.
Do we have to?
But Jeff Goldblum is making a cameo.
Love will.
That's worth seeing. Just for Jeff Goldblum.
There you go.
And then we have what else?
Am I moving on?
We're moving on.
June 29th, you got Sicario, Day of the Soldado.
I love Cicero.
I hate that title so much.
Sicario
Oh,
too?
Soldado.
Soldado.
Sorry, I said the Soldado. Yeah. Just call it Soldado. Soldado, whatever it's called.
Yeah, I haven't seen the first one.
We
it's
talked
on
about
my
this.
List.
You should.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic movie.
It's like top of my list, but it's, again, I'm an adult with a kid, so I got to wait for the kid to go to bed before I watch a movie where they murder children.
Yeah, that's one aspect of it. I mean, it's great because there's not a lot of movies give a female character a lot to do in terms of like in living in a man's world. And Emily Blunt plays this sort of operative agent who has to deal with this in this man's society. But she gets thrusted into this thing, this conflict in Mexico between this assassin and a drug lord. And she's basically caught in the middle between Josh Brolin kind of telling her what to do. And she's having a lot of morality issues about this because she sees what's happening and he really doesn't. And Benicio del Toro is just going off his own journey.
As usual.
Again,
as usual.
Mentioned this on one of our earlier episodes, but it's really hard to watch him in this. Again, I still haven't even seen, I've seen like clips. It's hard to see him in Sicario, and then try to watch him in like Star Wars, where it's like, whoa, BB-8.
Oh,
zany
guys. Oh my God, he was terrible in Star Wars.
And between that and Guardians,
such an awful cameo.
Between that and Guardians of the Galaxy, he's making some weird choices.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
I'm not really sure what's going on there. It's almost the same character too.
Yeah.
Is it the same character?
It might be. Yeah. It's a little confusing.
Yeah, it's hard to tell what he's going for.
Anyway, that's coming out.
Money.
Moving on. I got to speed around this because we're running out of time. Moving into July, Ant-Man and the Wasp, July 6th.
Didn't ask for that.
No.
I'm excited for that one.
I will see it.
But it's going to take place outside this entire universe of the Avengers that we just saw. So it's kind of like a whole... They could have... When is Captain Marvel? Captain
March.
Marvel? That's March of next year. I feel like they could have kept Ant-Man and Wasp or whatever this is until like November this year. Like they could have did it later. They didn't have to do it so early.
Is Captain Marvel coming out in November? I feel like there's so many. No, it's definitely March.
That's later on.
It's March.
I feel like they could have held this out a little bit longer.
Maybe.
Before like we, because by the time this comes out in what, July you said?
July 6th,
Like at that point, in some theaters, Avengers is still going to be playing because it's going to be out there. So, I mean, I feel like they could have kept this to the end of the year, but it's Marvel and they're cash grabbing.
They need a palate cleanser and that's what Ant-Man and the Wasp is. It's campy fun. I mean, that's what Paul Rudd does forever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I will watch that man in anything.
Me too.
But this one now has Michelle Pfeiffer joining the cast, supposedly as the mom who was missing from the first Ant-Man when they went, you know, too small. I forgot what the term was.
Too small?
It was. Yeah, the whole concept of the first Ant-Man was like they can shrink, but if you shrink too much, you become like molecular.
Right.
And you go too far in. Apparently, she was stuck in limbo, but now she gets out. Evangeline Lilly will play the Wasp. She finally gets her own costume. She gets her own do, and it's rare to see female superheroes, and I think we should encourage that.
I prefer the moth.
It's rare.
I think it's nice. I mean, we're getting more of them with Wonder Woman and Captain Marvel.
I think it's less rare. Yeah.
Which I like that. So we should, I think I am looking forward to it.
Keep it coming.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Moving on.
Moving on.
I can't. Love, okay, yeah. Then, I had no idea they were coming. Are you Mission Impossible?
I'm not there yet.
Oh,
but,
shush.
How far? You went weeks ahead.
I don't have time.
No, we can go. We can go there. I was going to say the weekend after that was Skyscraper with Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, that's probably why I skipped it.
Becomes Dwayne Johnson. And
yeah. Isn't that called Rampage?
Skyscraper. It is, but it's in a skyscraper this time.
Yeah. Rampage July 13th.
We can move. Didn't that come out already?
It's it. But this time it's in a skyscraper. All right, we can go to Mission Impossible. Yeah. July 27th.
I did not know.
You didn't know?
I had, for some reason, I missed this. I had no idea.
Naturally assume every year we're going to get a new Mission Impossible. Until Tom Cruise can't walk, we're going to get Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Tom Cruise is weird.
Here's the thing, though. I will say, there's not a lot of action flicks that I'm like, I like the way this is going. Hear me out for just one moment.
I agree with you.
But like, I gave up on 007. Like, I was all in when they did Casino Royale and this like sort of more grounded 007. And then I felt like it just went off the rails. Whereas Mission Impossible kind of found this nice, like, very easy. Yeah. Like, it's very easy going. Like, you go in, you know what to expect. They deliver on everything. You have a nice story, and then it just wraps up and ends. And then if there's never a sequel again, no one cares. If there's another sequel in 2 years, great, cool. I want to see, you know, and I also feel like the injection of like where they have the cast now is great. Cause when the first couple movies, they kept like just trying to rotate a cast except for Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, we like Ving Rhames. Let's keep him around.
Yeah.
And now they're also injecting Alec Baldwin into it.
Well, that's the one thing that James Bond doesn't have, that he doesn't have a supporting cast other than M.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have a team. He has Judy Dench. That's what he has.
That's pretty damn good.
Impossible, you get Simon Pegg, you got Ving Rhames, you got Jeremy Renner now.
Yeah.
It's vague what Henry Cavill's character is. I assume he's bad, but maybe he gets swung into the good character. You never know. He has a good cast. I'll give you that. A good team. And that's what makes the movie fun.
I'm still disappointed because it was, and I blame you for some reason. I don't know
Great.
Why.
Okay.
But me and you went to go see two screenings when they came out.
In the same day?
No. It was like around the same time, but it was The Man from U.N.C.L.E. with Henry Cavill.
Right.
And then it was the Mission Impossible one, like a week later.
Go to call.
And Ghost Protocol.
Yeah.
And I feel like if Ghost Protocol didn't come out, we could have maybe like Man from U.N.C.L.E. would have done a little bit better.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a very underrated movie. I am really upset because Henry Cavill in that was awesome.
If you're into like these really old school, like 60s era spy movies, it really was funny. And they didn't advertise that it was funny at the time. They advertised it as a serious sort of spy movie.
And Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer, right.
Yeah, he was great in it.
It was a very good buddy 60s spy thriller comedy.
And people keep pointing to it as like a Archer. That's Archer right there. Yeah. Like, make Henry Cavill Archer.
But how is that a bad thing?
Great. And that's what I'm saying is like, I felt like, and it was also, what's his name directed it?
Guy Ritchie.
I felt like it was so underrated. And even after it came out, and I love that movie, and it pisses me off because I feel like there were two spy movies that came out pretty much at the exact same time. One was Man from U.N.C.L.E. that, unless you're older and know the backstory of like the series from the 60s, you understand it. Otherwise it's like, yeah, but Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise, I know that thing. It's been around forever. Yeah. So
Tom Cruise,
thanks Tom Cruise for ruining a franchise that could have been.
Read this description
of which one
for Mission Impossible Fallout. All it says is 55-year-old Tom Cruise. Is still mountain climbing without ropes. That's all it says.
That's so sad.
Esquire.
Which, by the way, can I just, I gotta ask, because okay, in Ghost Protocol, the whole thing was him hanging off the building, right? The biggest building in the world.
In Ghost Protocol, was that one. Yes.
The one we saw with the next one.
Yep.
Was the one with him on the airplane. So what's his crazy Tom Cruise stunt for this one?
I think the crazy stunt is something with a helicopter.
That's right, in the trailer. Like, there's like a nosedive helicopter thing.
And he also
leaves the Church of Scientology.
That would be a hell of a stunt.
That is Mission Impossible.
And that is seriously impossible. And then he broke his foot on this one take jumping on a building. And they actually kept the take. It's in the movie.
Really?
You can see him break his foot.
Oh, I'm gonna see it. Yes. I can't wait.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta give him credit, man. He goes all out.
Yeah. I'll give him that. And in the trailer too, there's the part they show, and it was like jarring when it happens. Like, he's in like, you know, typical like you know, road chase thing, and he's on a motorcycle, and then all of a sudden he just crashes and flies off the motorcycle. Awesome. I'm like, holy crap.
Realistic stunts is the way to go. CGI, not so much.
I know. And I that's what Looking I'm saying. I'll give it to him. I really like the, you know, franchise, even though they ruined a potential franchise with Army Hammer.
Yeah, they did. All right. So we're moving into August. Things get a little dicey in August.
And a little hotter.
A little hotter, a little dicey. Not that much. I mean, I'm looking at maybe August 10th. We get The Meg, which is a weird looking movie. They're not really promoting it yet. It's about a large shark.
Oh, I saw the trailer for this when I saw Avengers.
Jason Statham's in it.
Yeah.
And it's about a bioengineered shark that reeks of sort of a deep blue sea, if you will, of the present day. Yeah.
It looks
odd.
Like shit.
Can I ask?
First of all, the name, The Meg.
The Meg.
Shut up, Meg.
It's about like a cool, it's about like a megalodon, right?
Yep.
Why would you call it The Meg?
The Meg.
But. What if I told you it's the same guy who did National Treasure?
No, listen.
Oh, in that case.
We talked about this.
Yeah. And Phenomenon.
Oh, in that case, I'm in.
John Travolta.
That's a great movie.
I love that. And.
Is he crazy?
And Cool Runnings. Same guy.
A weird resume.
He did. Wow. I like that. But I'm going to give it a shot.
R.I.P. John Candy.
No, can I ask? We talked about a couple weeks ago about how, like, these sort of, I think you had the term, these no plot, like,
oh, I forgot the term.
Yeah.
Shit.
Like lots of action, low plot.
Yep.
These movies. And I said, like, it was sort of a 90s trend back in the 90s. Like, you'd have like Armageddon and all these other like big blockbuster. And we didn't have that for a while. I mean, we did, but like Tomb Raiders and all these other kind of crappy fly by night, forget them, never see them again, action flicks. And then when Rampage came out, which you've been raving about, I was like, all right, it's nice to be nostalgic and think about these kind of pointless action movies. And now I feel like it's getting flooded.
Yeah.
Like, where are these coming from? Who asked for this?
The America did. America. And we're getting them.
This is America.
Who voted
this
for this?
This is America. I like that. Honestly, in August, there's not a lot else that's coming out.
There's one thing.
What do you got? Slender Man?
Well, I mean, I will see that, but no, there's also a Keanu Reeves movie, which I've actually heard about this one. And I think Keanu Reeves can do no wrong.
Is it Bill and Ted?
I haven't heard about
Replicas.
This one. What is that about?
So it's a sci-fi movie and he basically plays a dude who's trying to bring his family back from the dead. But I've heard things about this and I've heard it's actually supposed to be pretty good.
Comedy? Drama,
no, it's like
thriller?
Sci-fi drama. Okay. Yeah. But I just love Keanu Reeves. I want him to like, just, I
What's
don't know.
What's it called?
Replicas.
Oh, those would be like Multiplicity with
Michael
Keaton. I'd watch that.
I forgot
again.
About that one. All right, so I'll give you that. All right, so
but that's about it. That's all I got for August.
So, I mean, I'll end it on this last one because there's really actually kind of slim pickings as we get down here. But in September, I'm looking forward to this because I love the director, Shane Black, who's done Kiss Kiss Bang Bang,
yes.
Iron Man 3.
You've raved about this dude.
He is making the new Predator movie.
Oh.
And I love Predator. And I love Shane Black. So I should love this. It's coming out on September 14th.
Oh, I hope it's good.
The cast is interesting. It's Olivia Munn, Jacob Tremblay, the kid from Room. Not The Room, Room.
Yeah. Hi, Mock.
Thomas Jane. Thomas Jane and Sterling K. Brown. And that's interesting. And Shane Black wrote it too, which I love. Gets writing credit. He usually gets final cut of his movies. So I hope he does for this. And she said, you are just not on board with this.
No.
Clearly.
Never was a fan of Predator for
really?
Some reason. Yeah. I like the
Alien?
Handshake.
Well, you don't really like that type of
They're
movie.
Scary.
They are scary.
They are scary.
I like Galaxy Quest. That's sci-fi. Mm. I like that.
Mm.
But yeah, that's all I got. That's summer movies. And if we missed one, this is the first time I'm going to call out. They should let us know.
Yes.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have a Twitter, right?
Rate us poorly.
What's the Twitter? What are we at?
Everything is at This Week in Pop. It should be easy to remember.
So they should tweet us and let us know if we missed anything that's worth seeing. And then we'll go see it and we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Let's talk about
This Week in Pop.
How great Keanu Reeves is.
We can talk about that.
I do like a Keanu.
You're the one who's been tweeting us about Keanu Reeves under like multiple Twitter handles.
Who?
You?
Talk more about Keanu Reeves. Speaking of TV.
Do we have time for this?
Well,
let's do it.
Blast through it.
All right.
There are a lot of TV shows we watch. Jenna, you watch a lot of television.
Yes, I have no life, Tommy. This is correct.
Binge it. I have no life. I got through an entire revamped season of Arrested Development in a single sitting, basically. Oh,
yeah. That's nothing.
I was in my own filth, but otherwise.
That's how you do it.
But there's a lot of TV shows you watch, and then sometimes the TV shows get a little much.
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, enough of that show.
Sometimes you're like,
I love this show. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Breaking up with your TV shows. There's a few shows that sometimes you watch them and then it's not, yeah, exactly. It's not you, it's me. Right. Or no, it's not me, it's you. Yes. Sorry. I'm forgetting how this usually goes in my real life. Are there shows you stopped watching?
Yes.
Because like, and it gets weird because I feel like with TV shows, you invest the time, you know, it's sort of the reason why I end up watching TV shows over movies. Right. Cause I'm like, I can dedicate a half hour and then another half hour. And then at that point I'm like 3 hours in and I'm like, I should have just watched a movie.
I have a hard time letting go of TV shows, even if they start to suck. Sometimes I'm like, I gotta see it through.
Is there something you hung in there for that you regret now?
I'm still hanging in with The Walking Dead. That's definitely
really?
I'm still watching
it. I gave up.
Shocked. Yeah, no, I still watch. Why? I don't know. I just feel like I can't give up yet. It'll go on forever.
I actively tell people to not watch that show. And I don't do that for many shows. I don't have the energy. I don't care. Yeah. Like, if you watch a show, you can watch a show. But if someone says they watch The Walking Dead, I ask them to stop. Think about what you're doing.
It's the one show where I gave it up.
That's a good question.
I was like, all right, enough of that. And then someone's like, no, it's a new season's coming. You got to see it. I'm like, all right, fine. I was like two seasons behind. So I binged. And then one season was them leaving the prison.
Every season is them leaving a place and walking on a road lined with trees.
And what's crazy about that show is like, you think like, all right, they're going to get somewhere and something's going to happen. But the entire season turns into, them going a place.
Yeah.
And then it's just.
And then it ends with something happening that's not major. And it's a cliffhanger.
Yeah. We got to go to a new place now. Yeah.
Negan came. That was cool.
Yeah.
And now it's like.
They lost me at the farm.
Far noise.
That season on the farm was.
Oh, you're like,
did you
exercise.
See them?
Open? You haven't watched in a long time.
No, and I never will.
Yeah.
I watched that first season. It was great.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this before, I'm pretty sure, a couple times. Yeah. But just that season, they didn't go anywhere and nothing happened.
Yeah.
Oh, just bothered me.
Maybe that's why, I'll be honest, and I'm giving them credit now, because I fell out after the same thing too. Mm-hmm. I watched the whole farm season.
Damn, I'm a trooper.
You are a trooper.
And then I gave up.
Stop it.
They opened the bar and I'm like, yeah, I know who's in there. I get it. You hinted at it a million times. And then I was like, all right, enough of this show. Yep. And then someone's like, no, give it another chance. And I gave it another chance. I think I skipped a season two and I just,
intrigued.
I don't want to see the whole prison crap. Mm. And then I watched them walk along the train tracks for an entire season. And then I was like, enough of this crap.
Yeah. It's not good, but I watch it.
Yeah.
I gave you two shows and almost two and a half. There was one that I fell out of love with, but I still finished it. And I was very upset by that. And it was Lost. Lost really upset me at the end.
You know, I've never saw it.
The whole thing?
No, it's on my binge list. Like, that's something I want to binge.
As far as binging goes, binging it, I feel like you'd be happy. Like, for people, you know, binging didn't exist when Lost came out. We had to wait six goddamn years for this show to end. And the way it ended was aggravating and annoying.
Heard.
And they had so many chances to get it right. And they didn't. And that really upset me. I guess I can spoil it now, but like I don't want to spoil it for Jenna.
Close your
ears.
That's okay.
The religious aspects of how they added religion to it at a point where they didn't have to.
Yeah.
And that really bothered me because at its core, it wasn't about that. It was about this mysterious island where we didn't know what was happening and where they were. What was in the goddamn hatch? And just, I don't know, the way they ended it. That's why I don't watch The Leftovers. That's why I don't watch a lot of the things that Carlton Cuse and Damon Lindelof, whatever their names are.
Mm.
Any show they're tied to, I don't watch anymore.
You get no answers on The Leftovers. I watched that one through. I loved it. But you don't get answers.
Right.
That was the thing, too.
I love answers.
with Lost, it was at a weird time in television where the internet was becoming a thing. And I read a lot of books. I read sometimes.
What?
Wow.
Sometimes.
So proud.
Yeah. I don't talk about it, but I'm a reader.
You shouldn't talk about it.
But no, it was at a time where the writers were kind of playing to the crowd of people who were like kind of doing what they do with Westworld now, which is like going online and figuring out like, what did that clue mean? And what did this thing do? And they played to that. But then if you go back and binge it, which I've done, it's just so goddamn slow. Mm-hmm. Like, it just drags and drags. And there's a lot of TV shows that I seem like do that. Like, they're trying to fill out an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and you can't stick in there. Especially, you can't go back and watch it ever again. There's definitely a few shows where I've watched it through and I'm like, I have the answers now. And I'm like, I'll never go back and watch that again.
Never
That's
go
it.
Back.
I know what
never
it
go
is.
Back.
Yeah, I think that's, I'm still going to probably watch. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
Give it a shot. I have a binge jar with shows in it that I kind of pull shows out of. It's in there. So if it comes out, I'm watching.
Yeah.
My other one, which I stopped watching because I fell out of love and didn't decide to finish it, was Prison Break. First episode was great. I understand the concept. The problem was they broke out at the end of the first season.
Now what do we do?
They broke back in. That was the literal plot of season two, was breaking back into the prison. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't need to see that anymore.
Yeah.
So
I'm with you on that one.
Those are my two. And the one that I might fall out of and I might get crap for it is Handmaid's Tale. It's getting
I get it.
It's getting very dark.
It's really dark. This season, you don't watch it, right?
No.
We talked about it. It's depressing.
Yeah.
Every time that's over, like I go to bed and I'm like, fuck. Like I just am like.
And it's been a while since there's a show that's done that to me.
Yeah. Like it's drains your emotions out of you. It's
more
heavy.
So than Game of Thrones.
It's a heavy show.
And it's hard. It's hard to beat Game of Thrones in just defeatism. If that's even a word.
It lacks the fantasy element of Game of Thrones. It has more of like that kind of.
Yeah.
This might. I mean, it's
might
obviously
happen or is happening.
I mean,
and that's what's scary about it. But there's just no good moments in that show.
It's not a happy show.
So those are my 2.5.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Tommy.
Jenna.
Well, definitely The Walking Dead, but I don't know if, did you guys watch Orphan Black?
No.
Okay. No. Great show. It's such a good show. I just never fit. The series finale came and went. Yeah. I was like 4 episodes short of finishing.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't do it. Just didn't care. It just sucked. The last season, it's just one of those shows where it's about a girl who essentially finds out that there are like multiple clones of her all
like
over the world,
like,
leads into this whole thing with this lab and there's science about, right? And there's boy clones and it's just, it's really intricate. It gets really involved and it goes in a place that's just kind of, in my opinion, dumb.
Yeah.
It's just, so it didn't do anything for me. The
I
other
will not watch
one
it
more. I hate saying it, but The Flash on CW.
Oh, yeah.
It's a CW
or
show.
Any show on CW.
Take it at face value. It's a CW show, But I haven't watched the last 2 seasons.
I'll say my wife.
Breaks my heart.
It's funny because I wonder if that's like a trend with that network because my wife was into Supergirl. And you watch. And so she
fell
said
out of it.
Well, same thing. It's like she said they started introducing, like, originally the show was more of like, how does this girl who have superpowers kind of deal with it and like sort of everyday crimes and this, and then they started trying to make like big evil characters. They brought Superman in randomly and she's like, it's a different show now, it's not interesting, and she fell out of that.
I'm with your wife on that one.
Maxwell, do you have any others?
No, those are my 2.5.
What about you?
Well, it's funny, Walking Dead, which the fact that it's on everyone's list kind of says something. And something Maxwell reminded me of was Weeds. Once they burnt the neighborhood down, I'm like, I don't want to see where they go. That's about
it. Turn about halfway
it
through.
It was so good, though.
So good.
Yeah. When it first started, it was so
Kevin Nealon was not funnier than that. Like, that was the funniest he was on that show.
I think the struggle for me is when that show, so the whole concept behind the show was great. It's sort of this, like, how do you drug dealing in the suburban neighborhood? It's a suburban mom and all that. And all that kind of weird niceties of living in a modern, weird, you know, ticky-tack house, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, let's burn down the whole neighborhood, but we like the whole cast, so let's just all migrate everyone to a new. Like, that doesn't make any sense. And it was became
jumped
so
the
logical. Yeah, it definitely jumped the shark. Arrested Development. I'm kidding.
No, don't even say it.
I just wanted to see.
Don't even say it.
Maxwell already shedding
taking
a tear.
My head, I'm taking
see
my
that tear
off.
Rolling down his eyes.
I'm gonna leave.
Just wanted to see
Maxwell out.
Yeah. Just wanted to see smoke come out of your ears. That's it for me. If you guys have, and by you guys, I mean the listeners, have your shows that you fell out of love with, we want to hear them. This Week in Pop on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat.
We're on Snapchat?
We are?
I don't think, actually, maybe we're not.
Who are you? What are you snapping?
Quickly register it before someone else does. send your dick pics.
No, please.
We're going to give the phone to, this could be a huge bump for us. We're going to give the phone to Jenna.
No.
And she's going to have access to the Snapchat account.
Snapchat. Oh,
no mas.
No.
Snapchap. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make a new company called Snapchap. It's like chapstick.
That you can like snap?
Yeah.
I like it. That's good.
Wow.
I'll invest.
We'll make sunglasses out of it. Too.
What?
So yeah, let us know what your shows are that you fell out of love with.
Yeah.
What shows are crap?
I love a good bad show.
Yeah. That's it. We'll be back next week. guys?
Maxwell.
Oh, geez. No, we do that at the beginning.
At Alt Maxwell.
Oh, oh yeah. We're giving out our personals?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know what we're doing. I never know how to end the show.
Personals.
It's very awkward ending the show. All right. I'll just end it like this. Yeah, goodbye. We'll see you next week.